check. Coat, check. Axe, check. Boots, check. Stretcher, check. Inspection complete. Gotta go. Oh, what's the problem? Another fire? Oh no, I just got all the equipment cleaned up from the last one. Fires are a fact of life here in a small village like this. Everyone burns wood to cook, heat their homes, and to make the things that they need. These wood buildings can burn so fast that a firefighter has to be even faster, so the fire doesn't spread to other buildings or nearby forests. When someone sees a fire, they give a long ring on the phone to let people know about the emergency. Then volunteer firefighters like me drop whatever they're doing and respond to the fire right away. If you look at the equipment here in the firehouse, you can see what we have to work with. All this equipment is carried to the fire by men or is pulled by horses. Water is pumped by hand from tanks and through the hoses of these hand carts. It takes several men to pump and is tiring work. When water isn't available, we use a tank that sprays a special chemical foam. If you look on the walls, you can see some of the protective clothing that we firefighters wear and some of the tools we use on burning buildings. There are tools to knock down doors, tear boards from burning buildings, and axes to cut our way through fallen buildings. Speaking of axes, that reminds me, I've got firewood to split back home. Careful out there, and remember to close the door on your wood stove before you fall asleep tonight.